I like the story from the Hebrew scriptures about the story about Isaac finding his wife, Rebecca. You know, I have a similar story. You know, when I left India so many years ago, when I was a young man, my father made me a promise by putting my hand in his hand and said, and he told me, never marry a white girl from the United States. He was so afraid that I would do that, and sure enough, I think, you know, he was right. You know, about a few years later, I was in love with someone, and I tried to convince him that this is good, but he wouldn't budge. But after a prolonged period of writing and all that, and he finally agreed at that time, we broke up. So a few months later, my Rebecca showed up in Susan, but she was not on a camel or anything, but but it was, you know, I can see parents wanting to continue the tradition, the community and all that, you know, their desire to keep that thing, and here Abraham doing that same thing to with Isaac, going back to his own place of Ur in Iraq to find his a wife for his son. But that is not the point of our sermon today. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? And then Jesus said, come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These words of Jesus we often hear recited at commissioning services and at funerals strike a new tone in Jesus' ministry. This signals a turning point in the Gospels, in the Gospel, as Jesus personally invites us into the drama of God's salvation for all. Imagine being a disciple and characterized by rest, light burdens, easy yoke. Light burdens and easy yokes, they appear oxymoronic. They produce a tension in our understanding of the words that Jesus had said earlier. The gate is narrow and the road is hard, Jesus said. In another place, Jesus said, whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Now, growing up as a carpenter's son, Jesus knew a thing or two about making yokes. By the way, a yoke, probably for those of you who are not familiar with that implement, is something that the place where I grew up in India was so common at that time. It is something that you placed on two animals, two oxen or buffaloes, and then the farmer would push the tooth into the ground, and then they pull, and that make the furrows into the dirt, and that's how they prepare the land for the thing. And so it was kind of a heavy work, and you need to take rest quite often, especially in the hot and humid conditions of places like Kerala. So as it is pretty hard, the yokes, and if you don't make it smooth, it would be harder on the animals more than intended. So that's what Jesus probably had in mind when he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, to at least make it smoother for the animals to carry that. The yoke in at Jesus' time also represented the imperial Roman political and economic oppression of the Jewish population was under during Jesus' time. To conform to the will of Jesus means living in freedom according to God's purposes, which brings rest to the soul. For a people who were harnessed by the political and economic yokes of exploitation of Rome and controlled by the legal and spiritual yoke of religious hierarchy in Jerusalem, these soothing words of Jesus to his people were like a balm, and they were most welcome. Even for Paul, a person of great spiritual maturity and clearly a giant in our faith, the yoke of the law was burdensome. In our reading for today from Romans, Paul quite movingly describes his personal heavy burden that strikes a chord with believers like us. We could clearly see and identify with the internal struggle Paul is experiencing between the reason of his conscious mind and the impulses of his unconscious. He says, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." This was the yoke Paul was harnessed with and the burden he was carrying. The command to learn from me, that is part of that thing, you know. Carry my yoke, and then Jesus said, learn from me. And the word that is used for that is matheti apemou in Greek. And it is related to the word mathetes, which means disciples. So in other words, Jesus is calling the people into discipleship. And discipleship is what is needed. It is more, discipleship is more than just cognitive learning or overcoming a gap in knowledge. It is more than that. It is the adoption of a new way of life with Jesus. The way of life expressed in terms of doing and being something in relation to Jesus. And Jesus had that with his Father. And he is inviting the people into that same kind of proper understanding of relationship to God and to Jesus. In the proper ordering of relationship, our doings and our beings become light and easy. And any improper relationship makes our life harder and restless. Now, this morning, let us think about what are our yokes and what are the things that we are burdened with this morning. What are our yokes and what are the things that we are burdened with? Where and how do we find rest from our worries and our weariness? How do we hear this morning Jesus' invitation to us? Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, I will give you rest. Are our burdens and our worries keeping us from coming to have a relationship with Christ, with Jesus, with God? Resting in God reminds me of my own life, you know, during the years as an insurance agent. For a number of years that I did that, you know, for about 10, 12 years. And this was a time that I lived kind of a 24/7 life, the proverbial rat race. I was harried, I was stressed, so busy. The pressure of meeting my sales quota, the pressure of making a living, it was tough. So busy that I didn't even have time sometimes to sit down and eat lunch. And I remember going through drive-through windows of McDonald's and getting hamburgers in my hand and chow it down as I drive. And sometimes even ketchup and other gooey stuff fall on my tie and shirt, and which I had to clean it up before I see the clients. Those days, I mean, with all that frantic pace and all that, still my sales weren't anything great to write home about either. Those days I remember coming home late in the evening, tired and exhausted, and cherished the thought of just changing into my comfortable Indian clothes and plopping down on the sofa and feeling coming finally resting at home, relaxed. Finally, I could be free in a place of no judgment zone like the Planet Fitness. I was home, where I belonged, where I was accepted and loved, no questions asked, no intimidation, no sense of failure. It was finally a time when Susan and I could just sit and relax and talk about what our day had been. To me, that was rest. Just rest. And we all need that kind of rest in our lives. Oftentimes, it is our worries and our weariness that keep us from coming home to rest, coming home to Jesus, coming home to God. That is where we find our rest. Talking about rest, even God took rest after working 6 days. He took the seventh day rest. And we find it even to keep our Sabbath, you know, a restful day. This is really, really important for us. And that's why it was intended for us to have Sabbath in our life. In a few minutes, we will be invited to the Lord's table. This invitation is to everyone in the church, regardless of where you are in your faith journey. It is not just supposed few who have been tired or had burden to bear. We all come bearing something painful, don't we? A sadness, a worry, an ache. We all have our own wounds and our own hurts and our own brokenness. We bear not only our pains, but also the pain of others. Maybe it is a cousin who is terminally ill, or a nephew who is recently diagnosed with cancer, or a grandson who decided to hitchhike his way to California, or a grandson who is still having difficulty in becoming sober. These are worries that we carry, our yokes, our burdens, our vulnerabilities. And these make us who we are also. And they make us human. And this is part of us. This is, you know, we all go through this thing. And Jesus knew that. But Jesus doesn't promise us that all these things will be gone and everything will be fine. No, no. That is not what Jesus says. But Jesus promised not the absence of worries, but Jesus promises his presence in our lives. Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus always promised that. His presence in our lives. What makes our burdens light and our yoke easy come from our relationship with Jesus, to God. In a proper ordering of relationship, all these things will become easier. And that is where we find rest. Our longing for rest is fulfilled not by the absence of worries and burdens and our difficulties, our shortcomings, but by our proper learning and our proper understanding of relationship with Jesus. Let us gather ourselves this morning at the Lord's table. Our Lord waits on us here. He invites each one of us, saying, "Come to me. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens." And we all do. We all do. "And I will give you rest." Our vulnerabilities are acknowledged, and we are allowed to let down our weariness, our burdens, at the foot of the cross. And as we come and stand to take the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and as he serves us with his wounded hands, listen to what Jesus is saying. "Come home, all who are weary, come home. Let us find rest in God."